From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Outside of Washington, the biggest financial mess in the country is in California. Now the state's lawmakers appear to have settled on a plan to fix that state's $42 billion budget deficit. They've been deadlocked for months, leading California to shut down some state offices 2 days a month to save money. And it's been painful, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
California's budget crisis is massive, but it didn't hit home for some people until they showed up at the DMV. Think about it. What's worse than going to the Department of Motor Vehicles? Getting there and finding it's closed.
Even you guys are going to strike?
I mean,
Mario De Paz came to the DMV office in downtown Los Angeles to pay his vehicle registration fees. There, he ran into a dozen state workers, including Lana Clark Braxton, picketing outside the closed office.
And then when we get a ticket, we're doing this.
And ready to serve you. However, the governor will not allow us to work.
I can say F the government.
Clark Braxton says she's used to getting grief from customers, but this is frustrating.
It's not our fault. Why are we meant to pay for their impasse?
That impasse is between Republican lawmakers who don't want to raise taxes and Democrats who are standing fast against drastic budget cuts. This week, the standoff heated up. The governor said he would send layoff notices to 20,000 state workers if the two sides couldn't hash it out. The state controller stopped sending out California tax refunds, and counties were told they'd stop getting money to pay for an array of social programs. The two sides now appear to have the makings of a compromise budget deal, but the full legislature would still have to approve it. Governor Schwarzenegger's spokesman Aaron McClear says everyone better hurry up. The state is running out of money.
Every California family and business is cutting back right now. California state government has a responsibility to do the same. When you have a $42 billion deficit and you're talking about increasing taxes on Californians, you're talking about cutting programs for Californians, every bit you can save in state spending absolutely counts.
Schwarzenegger says the furloughs will save California $1.3 billion. And closing state offices sure got the public's attention, especially closing the DMV, a place that almost everyone has to visit sometime.
Now serving G09. At window number 19.
Statewide, wait times at all DMV offices are up by 15%.
Good morning.
Is your address correct?
Yes, it is.
At this DMV office in Culver City, long lines are moving thanks to Karen Stadden. Seriously, the nicest clerk I've ever met. She's been unhappy about the furloughs, but she says she's also grateful.
I'm happy I still have a job, you know. Attitude is of gratitude. I still have a job. And of course, it's going to be hard because even 2 days is a lot of money out of our check.
Stadden may be stuck with a lighter paycheck, and customers will be stuck in long lines. One proposal being hashed out between the governor and state legislators would maintain the current 2-day-a-month furlough well into next year.
Now serving G09.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News.